The first ball he threw, Dangerous Dan laid it over center field fence, and they beat us 4-2. After losing that ball game, I was so upset, I went and bought me a fifth of liquor. I went to Joe McDonald's Pool Hall there on Gay Street in Knoxville, and there's an extra long flight of steps went up. I went up, went back to the restroom, and I don't know how much of it I drunk, but I drunk enough of it to knock me out. And that was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I laid down that restroom floor, dog drunk, vomited all over the floor, wallered in it, my cloak tore a hole in my trousers. Man, I was an office fix you ever seen in your life. And about 6 o'clock that evening, some old boys was leaving the pool hall. And they went down, and when they got on the street, why, there's some fellas handing out tracks. And to keep them, get them off their back, they said, hey, said, why don't you go up there to the pool hall? Said, old Red Kelly's laying up there dog drunk. Give him some of them tracks. Well, they came up, found me in that drunken stupor. They took me outside in the pool hall, and there was, looked like a church pew. Well, it was a church pew, that's what it was. A padded church pew. They set me down that thing. They got some towels, put the cold water fountain, put them on my face, trying to sober me up. Downstairs was a Crystal Hamburger place. They got tomato juice. Gave me tomato juice, trying their best to sober me up. Then they put me in the car. Stuck my head out the window and hauled me around the block, trying to get fresh air to me. And trying to get me sobered up. And finally they asked me, said, to go to revival with them. And I said, I can't. I gave every excuse I could think of. And then the big one hit me. I said, I got a date tonight. And my girlfriend won't let me go. Because I knew she was in bad shape as I was. They said, let's go call her. Well, I said, okay. Because I knew she wasn't going to let me go. We went back to that pool hall, got on the extension line. And they said, is it okay if Red goes to revival? She said, Lord, have mercy. If he's going to revival, take him on. Well, I tried to get out of that deal. I crawfished every way I could. I couldn't get out of it. Finally, I told him, I said, look, I'm going to go. But I'm going to sit on the back seat. And when the invitation starts, I'm going to get up and go out in the yard and smoke me a cigarette's what I'm going to do. So I got in. I thought there was going to a little old church house somewhere. They hauled me to the University of Tennessee Auditorium. 5,000 people had already jammed in there for a revival service. And when I got out, I slooped like I couldn't walk. One guy on one side, one on the other. The usher said you'd have to take him, pointing at me, upstairs. I reckon that's where they kept the drunk. So up the steps we went. Got up there, and it's hot. And if you've ever been a drunk, you know what I'm talking about. I went to sleep. I don't know what they sung about. I don't know what they preached about. But when it come time for the invitation, that 500-voice choir stood up. And they began to sing, if you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come in your heart. Well, I thought I've had a lot of good times. I've gone to chicken fights and dog fights, and I played an old fiddle and honky-tonks, and I've gone here and there to dances, and I've drunk liquor, and I've had some good times. And they were singing, if you want real joy. And then they got to singing, are there any rivers that seem to be uncrossable? Are there any mountains you cannot tunnel through? Ha ha! God specializes in things that seem to be impossible, and he can work a miracle for you. Boy, about that time, an old boy stepped up, and he was the vice president of our senior class. I was a president. Had 180 students graduate that year. Old Jim Ruffner stepped up, put his arm around me, said, Red, where would you go if you used to die tonight? I said, to go to hell, same place you're going. I knew he was a hypocrite. Pardon me, go to church on Sunday and live like a devil the rest of the time. I said, go to hell, same place you're going. He looked at me in tears running down. He said, Red, you might go to hell, but you won't go where I'm going. He said, I got saved not before last. Boy, about that time he said to me, he said, Red, said, stick your foot out and God will meet you halfway. Now listen, I've been preaching 45 years. Almost 46. I guess, yeah, it's 46 now. And I've never told anybody to ever stick their foot halfway out and God meet them. I never have. But I stood there, and I didn't know this then. I found this out later. Somebody stepped up to the evangelist, Buckner Fanning, and said to him, if you can get that red-headed boy up yonder on the balcony saved, said they don't tell what happened in this meeting. And he had everybody in the house to bow their heads and go to praying for me. And I didn't know that. And I looked around, that old boy said, Red, go on, stick your foot out. God will meet you halfway. And I looked around, everybody had their head bowed. And everybody was praying. I didn't know this praying for me. And he just kept saying, stick your foot out. God will meet you halfway. Well, to get him off my back, I thought, well, I'll just stick my foot out and that'll be it. Standing right next to the aisle, I stuck my foot out. And when I did, motherness was following it. Buddy, out there I come. I'm going to tell you, listen, last gun I go downstairs, walking wasn't fast enough. Next thing I was in a trot, that wasn't fast enough. Next thing I'm in a dead run. Boy, I slid into that altar like a ball player sliding into home. Hallelujah to God. People began to try to talk to him, and I wouldn't talk to him. Wasn't interested in them. My trouble was between me and God. And I felt like Jesus was sitting on a throne. Like that thing at Washington of Abraham Lincoln sitting in that big chair. I felt like Jesus sitting about 12 or 15 feet above my head in a big old chair like that looking at me. And I slowed down. I couldn't look up. My sin's so dirty and black. And I so lost. I couldn't look up. And boy, I tell you, I prayed about an hour and a half. Some things I confessed a half a dozen times, making sure God got them in. And after a while, I said, here it goes. I'm going to turn this. I ran back and I looked up toward him. And I said, God, if you can save me, save me. And if you can use me, use me. More about that time. Oh, Lord. Here's a dose of salvation. Came out of a land that's fairer than day. I tell you, I got born again. I mean saved, redeemed, heaven bound, saved forever and forever. And I didn't know all about it. I didn't know. If I'd known then what I know now, I'd still been running, I guess. Old ugly people look good. Amen to God. I come out of that building that night, and it seemed like the stars came out on dress parade and began to wink at me and say, we're glad you're saved. It seemed like the trees just clapping their hands and saying, we're glad you're born again. It seemed like that God the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, all that crowd that's in heaven, was leaning over the battlements of glory saying, we're glad that you're saved, born again.